taking your emails, I'm taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Yes, I don't
know. That's exactly right. I will always leave you guessing because that's how Ben Whitmore likes to roll. But it's good to see you guys. It's nice. A meeting of the minds is always welcome in these days. And yes. Perhaps another mind may join us. I don't know if I'll get handed a baby halfway through this, but we'll see.
Oh, cool. I look forward to hearing his perspective on things.
Yeah. He's already more eloquent than many politicians. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you live via the magic of the interwebs from Summit County, a podcast distributed via Keystone, Silverthorne, and Breckenridge, Colorado. And we are joined in the studio, of course, by our victorious hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Would we win?
Oh, you didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
Wow. Just twist
burn.
Yeah.
That's damn. Just wow. Tom way to Brady. Kick me in the dick just to okay. That's how it's going to be. All right.
This is exactly how it was when you guys did my recent topic, and he threw out that the Blazers hadn't had a victory in the last.
I did. 20 I did years. Emphasize that point.
Right away. Yeah. Right away, you did.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. And Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak, let's say hello to Max. You
know, I'm going to defend Ben. He's going through a lot. He's got a lot going on, and sometimes he just needs to take some.
So
jabs,
you should lash
man.
Out at yeah. your friends.
Yeah. I know you shouldn't, but
yeah, the
you know.
The easy target, right?
Mm-hmm. And through everybody. The magic of the interwebs, from Madison, Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, Saint Jasifer himself, Jay Sievers.
Jasifer.
Yay! I know. Did you ever Yay! Think you'd be sainted, yeah. canonized?
I appreciate it, though. I really yeah. do.
Good, so do we.
Jay's joining us on the podcast today, friends. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted gold of podcasting nature. Max is going to tell you how to further understand the nature that is ignorant and uninformed. Ignorant and uninformed.
Yes, ignorant and uninformed. It starts by listening. That's a good way. That's really all you have to do. And then
that's
you'll
how most
real...
things in life start.
Real good grasp of what we do here. I was actually just looking at the bowl and I was like, oh man, I wonder what the chances of us pulling a topic of Jay's actually is.
30%.
Oh, very high. It's gotta be astronomical at this point.
Uh-huh. I would say a solid chance.
Yes, I would say that's also true. But no, this is a listener-supported podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show. And that's why it's our show. Like, everybody's in it together. And so, yeah, questions make the best topics. If you send enough of them in, you too will be sainted. So that's cool. You will also get a free t-shirt if we pull your topic and release it, and you'll get some poetry. And you'll also get the episode where we talk about your thing. Probably.
Isn't that the greatest gift?
Maybe. That's a pretty
gift line. Was the episodes we made along the way.
Also poetry about your thing, but that's just...
Well, I mean, not everyone has a thing, that's but...
Fair.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's funny. When I was sending out the last t-shirts, I was like, man, I feel weird sending these poems about penises and little girls out. It's like I don't know. We have to rethink this. Anyway,
we knew you're on the list now, so
that's what the poem was.
Oh, fair.
Literally. Still, it was like I don't like this. Anyway, topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can get your possibly offensive poetry that way. You can hit us up on the Facebooks if that's something you're into. You can hit us up on Instagram, Ig and Un, Twitter at Ig and Un, or if you are on our website and listening to the podcast, you can click the submit a topic button. And those are like the best ways to get your topic to us, unless you happen to know one of us, in which case shoot us a text. And that works too.
We'll make sure Max's number is posted at the end of this podcast.
Oh, yes. No, please do that. It'll give us an indicator. That's just going to be depressing when nobody cares. And it's like, nobody does listen.
But the dick pics.
But my dick pics.
I know. I am running out. Anyway. All right. So we got... here we go. From Tawdry Hepburn. Oh, St. Audrey. Which is worse, a horribly corrupt government or no government?
Oh, God. Jay, why don't you feel this one for us?
Wow.
Well, I guess the question would be, are they horribly corrupt but still doing their job? because there's a certain amount of corruption that I will put up with if it means the electricity is still coming to my house.
Sure.
I mean, that's. I think there's like a scale, right?
And given the alternative of like, you know, total collapse of society, can society function without government? I think it's something we're going to talk about today. And I mean, it depends on the scale. We're talking like large scale, small community. Sure, you can have community without government, but can you have a nation without government? I would argue no. But again, yeah, like, is this a total collapse of society as a whole for no government? Is that what is the I'm just posing these questions. Feel free to jump in.
I was just going to let you pose as many questions as you possibly could and see how long you would go.
Rattle them off.
I could ask myself questions for a long time.
Okay. I could do parameters for half an hour.
I do it constantly. All I do is question myself.
Okay, so I think it's pretty basically understood that our society right now would not survive as it is if we could not communicate, right? Like if we didn't have a nationwide, a government, if you will, you wouldn't be able to get interstate stuff. You wouldn't get international stuff in. You would be getting it all local again, I think.
Yes. Yeah. That's fair.
I mean, and then so the question becomes is, could we go back to, if we were forced to, could we go back?
I mean, yeah, that's one way to look at it. I mean, also like, so if governments collapse, I mean, I would not be shocked if corporations stepped in and became... like
our corporate overlords.
Yeah, like new government, you know, only they would be corporations.
Do you have your Amazon retirement account? Do you have your Amazon passport?
Right. Yeah, like the world just gets carved up into like five corporations that then run.
Oh God.
I mean,
yeah. What would those corporate states look like? What would they be like? Amazon, it would be one Microsoft, very large one.
Microsoft.
Yeah, sure, like Microsoft.
I don't know.
Disney
could be one. Basically, like all the pay per month services I have. So like Hulu and Netflix would probably be like one.
Mm.
Maybe they'd like make a streaming conglomerate. You know what I mean?
You know, I bet you John Deere and Harley Davidson split up the Midwest.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like okay.
The Fleet Farm State. We'll just call it Fleet
Kansas.
Farm.
Kansas.
Yeah. I mean, think about how much power they would wield, literally and figuratively.
On Ed and like.
Yeah. You
know, we kind of need them in the water.
Excel.
We need that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I can't wait to pay
true.
For fresh water. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Not that I don't technically pay for it now.
You do now?
Like, when I pay $38 a gallon at store.
Yes. Well, at a certain point, I was going to say, I was going to say something wildly inappropriate. We're going to have to learn how to flush our toilets better.
Just dig a trench in the back, man. Just.
Well,
everyone
going back to the outhouse at that point, if you're trying to save water.
Fair enough. You can get one of those cool, like, indoor composting toilets. Apparently, they don't smell that bad.
Sure,
I'm not
sure they don't.
Such a thing.
I'm sure that's a relatively...
Did the salesman tell you that?
Yeah, it doesn't smell as shitty as
you
my last one.
You can't even tell.
Yeah, I swear to God.
No worse than a Subway bathroom.
Yes.
Like the restaurant or
the public restaurant.
Transportation? Okay.
Because those are just closets. They're just like converted mop closets that they just threw a toilet in. You ever been to a Subway bathroom? It's horrifying. New gas station bathroom. And now with COVID, I feel like gas station bathrooms have taken a step up. At least where I am. I don't know.
I can't tell you the last time I was in a fucking gas station bathroom.
Well, I don't go, but I mean, I have been to one when I was, and it was out of sheer necessity. It was, if it had not been an emergency, I would not have gone in.
There is a, business in Wisconsin called Quick Trip that has expanded and has almost taken over the state at their gas stations because they have clean bathrooms. Like, that is their one thing that you can reliably count on. Ooh. When you walk into a Quick Trip, there will be a clean bathroom.
It's like a Wawa.
That has allowed them to just dominate the entire state of Wisconsin, and they're growing wildly into other states too.
Wow. But, is that's like their QT, right? Like, that's their logo. I've seen those.
It's like they've been buying up all the little gas station chains in the area, just all over the state. But because they have clean bathrooms, right?
Telling me my precious Acorn gas station might be in danger. I think it already is. It's a Sinclair now. I think.
But should the role of government be to make their clean bathrooms? And
that's one thing they could do. I mean,
I'm pretty sure that it's like a regulation that they have. But
yeah.
If they didn't have a government,
I was thinking about the way the political climate is these days. I read something. It was some meme, you know, on the interwebs, like I do. But it was something like, if fire stations, like if fire departments didn't exist, and somebody came up with that idea right now, it would be like shot down immediately as socialist agenda. Be like, what do you mean? Some fool sets his house on fire and I got to pay for it with my tax dollars? Like,
mm-hmm. Well, it's funny that these days, anytime you care about someone else, right, and have empathy, you're called a socialist.
You're socialist. Like, that's socialism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then everything else.
Well,
is
further reinforcing that capitalism is evil. Literally, they're putting that flag. They're planting that flag. Yeah. If evil is being self-interested and good is caring about others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Using the D&D methodology, yes.
I mean, just in general. if empathy and socialism are related, then selfishness and capitalism are related, I would assume. Or self-interest, at the very least.
Certainly. Certainly for self.
One thing that I thought was interesting that I came across just an idea recently was just how the idea that like survival of the fittest isn't even Darwin's idea. That was some racist sociologist that came up with it in England that used Darwin's material to prove his own agenda. But Darwin, if you actually go back and read him, was far more about survival of the cooperative. So he was actually a socialist who has been co-opted in a sense to push through the capitalist agenda.
Interesting.
I thought
socialism
so
and science. You
well, now it hurts me.
But I thought it was like, it's something that's so like widely synonymous. I feel like survival of the fittest and Darwin, and like come to find out, that dude wasn't even. That's not exactly how it went down, man. That was all like some shit that happened later.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't know that. Is there a really? There's not really. I can't. Well, maybe there is. Is there a good example of like a lack of government on a large scale of any kind of nation or empire or like the feudal system? But even that's like government in its own way. It's a monarchy, right?
The story of civilization, I think, is the story of government.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like, it's just one consolidation of power under what a state or a person or in various iterations since the dawn of time.
Well, I think in a vacuum, something's always going to step up and take power. Like you said, a corporation's going to step up. I mean,
yeah.
We're all not just going to do
America Inc.
So is government the best option? What could step up and take power that would be the best thing to step up and take power?
Well, I think whatever, Ben. Yes, I vote Ben. I
welcome our new overlord.
I think whatever steps up will be government. Like, that's robots? The term for stepping up.
What about a robot? We could have a robot government.
An AI?
Yeah, like an AI that would just determine what the best course of action is.
I think the AI would determine power to kill us all, haven't we?
That's
many
most
times
of the,
over.
Yeah, most of the
I think
movies
you could convince the AI not to do that, or at least not give it the power to do that. You just
but
say
then
no.
Is it truly AI? It's limited. It's
well, if we made it, it's never artificial until it like it's like,
until
it's
it
still
becomes self-aware. I've seen Terminator.
Cool.
Cyberdyne, Skynet, Google.
Yeah, the Trapper Keeper. I get it.
I think it'll be Google. It'll just be Google. Google, and they'll launch Skynet, and we'll all be fucked.
Yeah, someday the Google voice will just start talking back to you.
Right. You'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't do that, Ben.
Telling you what to do.
You really don't need to make another Amazon purchase, do you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
No, it really wouldn't.
If you made your Amazon purchase,
spend all of your money.
There you go.
Be like, if you buy this thing, you won't be able to eat this week. I don't care. I'm Alexa.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, like, I don't know if we're capable of no government. Like, just given our social primate roots, like, I don't know if we're...
I don't even think a little town could survive without government.
I mean, yeah, like, unless you're some kind of weird, crazy Amish commune or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
But even then, they have elders.
That's
they
government.
Have government. Yeah, you're
religion
right.
Religion is government.
I'm trying to figure out an example of, like,
you
where
can't.
There is no government. But even, like, a hippie commune.
Burning Man.
Nudist colony. Burning Man's the closest we'll ever get to government.
I mean,
no government, man.
No, because there's always going to be somebody in charge, right? Like,
exactly.
And then the decisions they make have to be carried out.
Yeah. Yeah, and whether, I mean, even if it's, like, just like social repercussions of like exile or being ostracized or being excluded.
What is it, the Guild of Calamitous Intent, right? Isn't that one? That's from
Venture Brothers? For sure, yeah.
Isn't there something of Board of Shadowy Figures or something that was like a bunch of scripts from something?
Clone High.
That is! Yes. Clone High.
What the fuck is the Clone High?
Did you see the pool? He flipped the bitch.
Clone High is, Chris Lord and Miller, they did the Lego Movie. They did a bunch of really fun stuff. The Jump Street movies, I think they did.
Yeah,
but,
the Jump Street reboots.
They had one of the first things they did is on MTV, they had an animated cartoon, which was famous people through history were clones when they were all in high school together.
What? Yeah. What
so like Abraham Lincoln, it's on YouTube. I've seen the whole thing on YouTube.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's old enough. Like it's like... Oh man.
Jack Black was a guest. They had guest stars every week. It was very like after school special, like themed.
Yeah.
It was like it is very much dated. Like one of the dudes from O-Town, that boy band that went nowhere, like Ashley Angel, I think was his name. It is.
Wow.
His name.
Think you know exactly.
I'm going to act like I don't know what you're
lie.
Talking
I remember
about.
His name.
Thank you for calling yourself on that.
It took me
I
a
see
second
his poster
to think
behind
it,
you.
is that an
Marilyn,
Ashley Angel mini?
Marilyn Manson, who's now like in the news.
His O-Town minis. Oh my God.
But like,
that would be amazing.
But Marilyn Manson was a guest star on it. And now, you know.
Clone High has the best pop culture representation of JFK of
he's like
any, like completely if you this is the thing that people have been watching on YouTube they're making more, which is why it's in the consciousness right now, but their JFK is really good on that show.
Oh, he's so
damn
funny.
I'm intrigued.
Okay,
watch it.
He's like, you know, he just has the really bad, like, hey, you get off of my dinghy. Not you. So good. And he has a like a patriotic album that he released.
The 4th of July album.
Like, you're a grand old flag. You're a high flying flag. But it's terrible. And then Gandhi is one of the other characters. And they got in a lot of trouble for like portraying Gandhi as like, an asshole, like a jerk, and you know,
yeah, he's a party boy.
He's like, yeah, he's like a wannabe, like cool kid, but he's like this. Oh my God! And Cleopatra is like, you know, the hot girl at school, and Joan of Arc is the voice talent. I forgot like how good the voice talent is. I mean, Abe is it Will Forte is the voice of Abe Lincoln. And what's her name? She was from the Drew Carey Show, and she was on Scrubs. She was Dr. Cox's wife, Jordan.
I know who you're talking about
that actress.
Oh,
she's the voice of
okay.
Cleopatra, which totally sort of changes that like aspect of like Cleopatra being. I don't know.
Oh, that woman's super Egyptian. What are you talking about?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, if you're looking for highbrow cultural humor, it is not your.
Oh, and
first
Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc is voiced by also on Scrubs. She was the woman who was like who kept coming in for like clinical. The blonde woman. She was on Mad TV. Oh God, I'm not going to remember any of the names. But the voice talent alone. The principal is my favorite, though. Like, and he has this little robot named Mr. Butlertron, and he's like, Mr. B! It's everyone's favorite. He wears a sweater vest thing. It's a robot with a sweater vest. It's hilarious.
The butler calls everybody Wesley.
Yeah, he's like, he calls everyone Wesley. Don't know why. So good. He's like, oh, Wesley. It's good. You should check it out. Check out Clone High. There's so like 12 episodes. It's hilarious.
A form of government in Clone High. Who's in charge? Is it like
a board
the
of shadowy
kids?
Figures that, oh, okay. that are like way, way back in the 1980s, secret government employees. Dug
so
up
it's the government,
famous
basically.
Guys and ladies. Yeah. Like some.
And is
some,
it like a big social experiment?
It's deep That's state, what... baby. That's what it is. Oh, it's deep okay. state.
Yeah. They're trying to make super soldier leader, you know.
Oh, so they're putting all the like great famous leaders together in high school to see
all in high school
like,
together,
like some eugenics to like
yeah,
make
and
super
they're supposed
leader.
To, the guy the principal is supposed to be training them to be highly trained clone soldiers, and instead he's I don't know screwing.
He wants
around
to, no, he wants he has a plan for like a theme park. Like,
oh
he,
right,
like yeah. he's gonna make a theme park with them.
Oh okay,
yeah, it's truly hilarious.
And one of the craziest cliffhanger endings, like.
Don't spoil it.
It's prom, and it's just ends like it's and it's supposedly this new these new seasons are going to pick up like right where the last one left off.
Well, good. Like,
which is crazy, but anyway, so that's sort of wild.
Okay,
but Clone High, and they had a secret board of shadowy figures.
So would it be like the Purge? Would people just be out there murdering each other? And
well, apparently,
like
there's no consequences for anything now. So
for a while, probably.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
At first,
it would be like the Postmen. It would be like that Kevin Costner.
But they had
film.
Government.
Not really. They just had like warlords, essentially.
That's government.
I guess so.
It's regional government.
Your regional government.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, is there any way to avoid government if, like, three people get together?
There's going
to
be a leader,
like, someone
right?
has to make a decision.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're flipping coins or, like, using random chance. Is that the...
I like those odds better, to be quite honest. Like, let's just leave it to the coin.
Get out the decision dice.
The decision dice.
Yes. I wonder why that you know, that idea appeals to me in some way.
I was watching the Screen Rant, the pitch meeting of all the Batman movies, and they got to, like, Two-Face, and they were talking about, like, flipping coins and so saying...
Oh, yeah.
The coin flip and the chance brought me back to that.
Yeah, that's good. God, those were good. And then they even like, he's like, I've got a couple ideas for wardrobes. Like, God, I don't really want to worry about that. It's just like bat nipples. Like, that's it's a giant writing on his papers. I love that show too. That is great.
The new Pirates of the Caribbean one is very good.
Oh, sweet. I have not. I'm on the Twilight Saga at the moment, which is also.
Those are excellent.
Those are pretty fantastic.
Yeah,
not that I've seen those movies.
He just nails them so good. Like it's so great.
No, it is good. I mean, I don't.
Corruption, I mean, good. Corruption, good.
Corruption, good. That's as good as it gets.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think there's this big misconception about big government and that small government is more akin. I think. There's a lot
that
of
that just allows just more corruption,
like,
doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely does. But I think there's this like mixed signal of like, just everyone just leave me. I want to do what I want. Leave me alone. The government can't tell me what to do. Like, and so that's like the concept of no government for a lot of people, I think. But ultimately, that's not the reality. We need some form of some like you can't, if we leave everybody alone. I mean,
do you
sure,
think that
you
would
move
happen?
Out to the middle of nowhere and everyone?
I mean, do you think that's
everybody alone?
That the, do you think the only thing that's keeping us from killing each other is the fact that there is government? Like, do you really think you would devolve to your most base self if there was no government? That's just what would happen to everybody.
No.
So then, like,
that
I
was
mean, like,
that was very questioning.
So don't tread on me, man. I mean, just leave me alone. Just let me do what I want. And I won't fuck you over. You don't fuck me over. Well, I'll just get along.
So it's a prisoner's dilemma.
I mean, kind of. Like, I don't buy the argument that, like, government is the only thing that, like, keeps order in So, like, I just think that that's really
okay. Let's just hand it to the church then.
That'll reductionist.
Well, oh, so many rapes.
Damn. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, if there was no order, like, I just don't think that, like.
Right. No, I guess I think that's sort. I was devil's advocating for
a theocracy.
I was just reverse. I was just using reverse psychology on you,
dude. I'm all for the benevolent monarch.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know who that would be, but if we could just have some being badass philosopher king, I mean,
yeah, it needs to transfer, not hereditary. It needs to not be a hereditary position, but something
like democracy.
Trial by combat.
Give the wheelchair kid the keys. He has the most interesting story.
No.
I agree.
No.
He was supposed to have the best story. We just forgot to say it. that's why we just didn't. Who has a better story than the three-eyed raven? Than Bran the Broken.
Yes. The guy we're trying for treason. Let's let him decide who gets to be the leader. All right.
Jay, so I'm curious. You say, okay, so like, I agree, man. Passing down leadership by just because of like offspring is a terrible, terrible plan.
Terrible.
But then, I mean, is it democracy? Is it up to like the ruler to choose their successor?
I think democracy is pretty stupid too. Ideally, there would be a
oligarchy.
A council of learned people,
lottery,
who choose either rule with, among themselves, or, and I don't know how you would get this, but ideally smart people would choose the smartest person to help with the decisions.
I'm with Jeff in the lotto. Like, everybody put their name in the hat for like for government, and you get drawn, and that then like you're working.
It'll be like jury duty. No one will want to do government.
Yeah,
after
but
that.
I think you have to have at least some qualification.
I also
because
disagree.
You don't want to end up. I don't think you want to end up with. Let's see.
Say it. Be racist. Come on.
Yeah. That's, no. I was going to say
red hats can't rule. Okay.
Someone without training running the National Park Service. I just. Does this make sense? I mean.
I know what you're saying.
You have to. There's a reason why certain people get put into these positions. It's not that they're any better or worse, but they at least have the qualifications you'd hope.
Well, I mean, right. But I mean, like, people could still be hired for jobs. It's not like everyone would just like join the lotto for every single job.
So it's a lotto of qualified candidates?
No, it's a lotto. It's a lotto of who anybody who wants to, like not everybody has to.
Okay.
You
should be, it's everyone, even you think those everybody? Who don't want it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's interesting, I listened to a podcast. There's a revisionist history episode or two that like tie into this about like lotto systems. And they're talking about student government. So obviously the stakes are a little bit larger, smaller, and it's a smaller sample size. But like the findings were pretty fascinating. And like ultimately they decided it worked better because like a far more diverse set of issues got addressed because people of varying viewpoints were like on the government, like their voices were being heard. And also how like, just, you know, just because someone's capable of being elected doesn't mean they are capable of doing the job. And so they found like lots of folks were able to step up and rise to the occasion and do the job who wouldn't necessarily have been able to win an election.
I mean, that's all fine as long as they actually get the things that need to get done. As long as the diversifying of the attention doesn't leave.
Let the robots do it, and things will get done.
The robots.
Well, certainly not Dominion, but.
Careful, we don't want to be pulled into that lawsuit.
That was a joke.
Yeah, I didn't get way over my head.
Okay, that's right. It's good.
Yeah,
the company that rigged all the voting machines throughout the country under Hugo Chavez.
Oh, wow! This is a really sensible argument. Please continue.
Yeah, that's the argument. It was Hugo Chavez, and
it's going to be the end of the MyPillow guy. So there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad I never bought one of those pillows.
It's like we're just making up shit, but it's actually truth.
Yeah. It's I could so come absurd. Up with a more ridiculous scenario, but I don't know that I could do it convincingly.
I will admit there was a moment where I was comforted by the sight of the MyPillow guy outside the Oval Office, because I knew it meant there wasn't somebody better inside the Oval Office giving better advice. Right?
Like, that's the best you got? The MyPillow guy?
Yeah, with the MyPillow guy is the guy you call in to help you with your coup. I think I am comforted by that.
I feel like pillows do not the best weapons make. Like I would choose somebody else for my coup.
Just more like poo. A government one. Poo.
I could have sworn, I think there's a town in the Midwest and they actually pick their mayor via drawing.
Okay.
I don't know how well it works out or how big
a
town.
You know what? I'll get behind that. I like this lottery idea. I feel like it's a great equalizer. And then somebody else, and then we just put them all in this crazy arena, and then whatever district wins by killing all the other ones,
they get
that's how they get the you know the best.
Okay.
This got darker.
Yeah, it's the Hunger Games now.
I think writing an essay and having
we can have an essay contest. The reasons I would like to be president. I would like to be president because I can string a sentence.
What if they can't write?
Yeah, I was going to say, what if the best person's a terrible writer?
Yeah, how about interpretive dance?
Then they shouldn't be president.
Seriously, being a good writer is a qualification to be president? That doesn't seem... Those skill sets do not seem...
If it saves us from having to have like a live debate, I'd be okay with that. Essay contest. Like third grade.
Oh my god.
Or trial by combat. Again, I go back to trial by combat or the robots. Just let the robots do it and we'll all just sit in our chairs and be like Wally.
Yeah, that worked out.
Right?
I say, wasn't that I have a hard time recollecting.
Wasn't that a dystopian novel?
Something about that movie. All the trash piled up everywhere.
Everyone
had diabetes.
That's what you took from that movie? I just took that there was free food and you didn't have to get out of your chair.
Yeah, everyone was fat as fuck.
Everything was going great until this little fucking robot shows up and says like, hey, there's a plant on Earth. One plant on Earth.
I don't want to live on a cruise ship. I'm good.
No?
That's all I want. That's all I want.
Fair. A Disney cruise?
Well, hey, we're out of that's our time. Any last thoughts on government?
Empires.
Vampires?
Empire.
Vampires.
Let the vampires rule us.
The mole people. Somebody.
They aren't already the vampires?
The lizard people are, for sure.
The lizard people, yeah.
Yeah, it's the lizard people. The vampires will have their turn. They'll have their turn. Once they defeat the lizard folk uprising, and then, it'll be
of course.
Fun. Then there'll be I for one welcome
then there
our
will
new
be
vampire overlord.
The movie about the vampire lizard folk romance.
In Forbidden parts. Love.
Team Jacob all the day. Well, hey everybody, thanks for downloading and listening. Dear and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We've been your host, Mr. Jeff Watson.
I don't even what happened.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak. I blacked out.
I'm on Jeff's team lottery.
I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore. Special thanks to our patron saint, Saint Jasopher, Jay Severs. Thanks for being with us today, buddy.
Essays are due Tuesday.
Double space, 10 font, MLA format. And this has been your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Twank is on Twitter @IgAndUn and on the gram. You can also send us your topics, topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. You can also download all the topics all the podcasts of the topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast you listen to us on. Check us out next week and we'll have a brand new epidose of hot ash freshness all up in your grill. Bill meow.